Ash, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Well, thank you very much. Very grateful to be here.
Ash, a bit about you and your story. You're an Aussie, and how you got involved with Halo Trust and ended up in Karabakh?
Well, I first came across mine action when I was on secondment with the Australian Army, a United Nations mission in now southern Sudan. I was introduced to different mine action organizations, and I was encouraged to apply. So that was really sort of my first exposure to mine-affected communities in when I was in southern Sudan. And there was a very definite need for people to be doing this work. So I made my application when I got back to Australia, and I first joined the Halo Trust in 2006. The first time I was in Nagorno-Karabakh was later that year, and I've been posted here as a program manager since June of this year.
So you've been in and out of Karabakh the past 10 years?
Well, yes. So I've worked with the Halo Trust in Cambodia. I was recently the program manager in Mozambique when we declared the country mine-free around about this time last year. And I've spent a significant period of time in Cambodia, and I've got exposure in a number of different Halo programs. I was here for about a month in 2006, and I've returned in April of this year, shortly after the fighting ceased, to do a handover, and I've been here full-time since June.
Ash, how a typical day starts and ends for you in Karabakh?
Well, this morning at 7 a.m., I had all of my teams on parade here in the compound in Stepanakert, and every Monday morning, all of our teams get together for an administrative parade, and then they drive off to their respective minefields. So there's a number of locations where the teams do on a weekly basis, and out they go. And every day we are heading out, visiting the clearance, making sure it's happening effectively, efficiently, that our teams are working safely. And this is my job. It's making sure that we're getting the best value for money that we can out of the donor funding that we're given to get this country mine-free. And we think we have the ability to do that by 2020. And that's really our goal. We've got a Halo as part of a more global goal to see as many of the most heavily mined countries declared mine-free by 2025. And we think we can achieve that here in Nagorno-Karabakh by 2020. And that's really my job, is to make sure that we're delivering on that plan.
How Halo Trust got involved in Karabakh?
We were first here in 1995. So our role shortly after the ceasefire in 1994 was conduct capacity development for local actors conducting local military forces, training them in humanitarian clearance standards. But we were invited to come back in 2000 as the only mine clearance operator here in Nagorno-Karabakh, and we've been here since 2000. So for the better part of 16 years, we've been sole operator working across Nagorno-Karabakh.
How many mines you estimate you were able to demine in Karabakh?
Well, to date, we've cleared around about 11,300 mines. So that's a mixture of anti-personnel and anti-tank mines. So in the first 16 years, as you can appreciate, we prioritize our clearance into heavily mine impacted areas. So a lot of the dense mine land has been already cleared by my predecessors. But of the 11,300 odd mines, there is still a significant mine problem remaining to be cleared. It's very difficult to put a figure on that. But the figure that I can give you is that of the mines that were laid here in Nagorno-Karabakh, and because of the very small population that we have here, approximately 150,000 people, the mine laying here in Nagorno-Karabakh, even though there aren't huge numbers of mines, the people in Nagorno-Karabakh per capita are some of the most heavily impacted in the world, in that the 370 accidents that we've had here since the end of the war, it means that year on year, Nagorno-Karabakh per capita is one of the most accident-producing countries globally, which is one of the main reasons why Halo has been here since 2000. You know, the people of Nagorno-Karabakh are impacted by mines, continue to be impacted by mines, and there's an opportunity for us to fix that.
And how many people are involved in the mining process?
So I have, as of today, I've got 169 members of national staff, so people that we've recruited, trained, either from the villages and the impacted areas, from here in Sepanakit. So I've got 169 members of national staff in total. And out of that, I currently have 18 teams deployed into the field conducting clearance. A demining team is normally about 8 people, which comprises a team leader and 7 other deminers. And all of those are trained here locally. We give people all of the skills and all the training that they need to be able to operate safely and effectively. All of our teams are trained in all the different detection systems that we use, but more importantly, they're also trained in minor trauma. So we also make sure that people have the ability to be able to deal with accidents if they do occur in the minefield, either civilian casualties or otherwise.
And how long it takes to fully train a person?
So our demining courses typically run for 4 weeks. So it takes 4 weeks to teach people how to safely work in a minefield. We then give them an additional 1 week of paramedic training. And then they're good to go.
And how Halo Trust funds the demining of Karabakh?
Halo Trust globally draws the majority of its funding from bilateral donors. And one of the issues that we have on this program is that due to the unrecognized status of Nagorno-Karabakh, it is difficult to generate that funding. One of our largest donors and our most consistent donor is USAID, and they've been funding clearance within the traditional boundaries of the Soviet Oblast of Nagorno-Karabakh since 2000. We've also drawn funding from the Royal Netherlands government. We draw funding from the Foreign Commonwealth Office, the people of the United Kingdom, and we have a number of private donors that allow us to work in other areas. We presently have an anonymous donor who is non-Armenian, who is presently funding clearance with their own teams, but they're also offering matched funding for the completion of Nagorno-Karabakh. So they're willing to offer half of the money that's required to bring Nagorno-Karabakh to a mine-free status by 2020, which is a remarkable donation. And Halo is currently on a drive to try and secure that funding.
So you're currently working inside the ancient oblast boundaries or outside as well?
With funding from USAID, we are restricted with their funding inside the traditional Soviet oblast of Nagorno-Karabakh. Our private donations allow us to work outside of those areas. So in the areas between the traditional Soviet oblast and the current line of contact, we refer to those simply as green areas. So private donations allow us to operate within those green areas.
Ash, could you give details about the current Halo project in the Murishan village?
Absolutely. So in terms of generating private donations, we're currently running a crowdfunding campaign for the $30,000 that's needed to complete the last known minefield in Murishan village. So Murishan sits in Martuni region and it straddles the border between the traditional Soviet oblast of Nagorno-Karabakh and the green areas. And as such, we're unable to complete the clearance that we started there with our bilateral funding. So we have gone to the public and we've asked them to help us make Murishan village mine-free, to clear the last known minefield. At present, I was looking at the website this morning, and we're nearly there. I think we've got about $8,000 left to raise, and that's all the money that we need to be able to get the job done in Murishan village, to declare it mine free and to move on to other areas. And because that funding will be matched, not only will it allow us to finish the clearance at Murishan village, but it will also allow us to clear another minefield as well.
Is this the first time you are crowdfunding the project?
It is. So one of the benefits of the information age is that it gives us the ability to reach out to people and to give people on the streets the opportunity, an entry point for them to to donate to Mine Clearance globally to do something and to see it make a difference.
Does HALO work in the Azerbaijani side?
So our clearance is limited to between the traditional Soviet Oblast boundary and the line of contact. So we are currently not doing any clearance along the line of contact. It would be safe for our teams to do so. It's not in our interest to operate in that area. We are operating solely within that boundary. We are not currently doing any clearance on the other side of the line of contact.
Ash, thank you for the interview. And when you're back home, don't forget to visit us. We'd like to have you in the studio.
Well, listen, I grew up in country New South Wales, where we didn't always have great access to TV and radio stations, but I grew up relying on SBS for the best coverage that was available of international events. So I've got a great love for SBS, and I would love to take you up on that offer.
Thank you, Ash.
Okay, thank you very much, bye.